The U.S. Department of Education today reported that the $67 billion in federal stimulus money it has spent so far saved or created some 400,000 jobs nationally. The U.S. Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, said today that the stimulus money not only put people to work, but helped schools around the country stay afloat.
What we really tried to do was stave off an education catastrophe here, and I think it would have been an absolute national disaster had these funds not been available. And to, you know, keep teachers in the classroom, to keep education support staff working with students, which is critically needed, and to keep education reform moving forward. We talk so much about that. This is not a time when we can take a step backwards. We have to continue to push extraordinarily hard to get dramatically better and to do it with a real sense of urgency.
Alaska has also seen results, and in a report released today by the state's Department of Education and Early Development, more than 90 people are working in local schools in jobs that would not have existed without the federal assistance. The boost came through the $35 billion state fiscal stabilization fund, of which Alaska schools stand to receive $93 million. Paul Prussing, Deputy Director of Teaching and Learning Support, says Alaska has received and started distributing two-thirds of that money. He says local schools basically have kept the jobs filled by advancing money from their own resources in anticipation of the federal funds. He says that so far, applications from 21 school districts have been approved and 13 are still under review. Prussing says the rest have until 2011 to apply.
It is an open application, and I believe many districts are being very thoughtful and really making sure it's a public process in applying for these funds. And some districts were able to move that process along a little bit faster than others. And that's why I think we have some that are still out there and they're still going through the public process.
When the legislature approved receiving the stimulus money earlier this year, lawmakers made it clear to school leaders that the state would not replace the federal money once the stimulus programs run out. Prussing says so far, applicants have understood that and are treating the money as one-time grants.
Districts are going to do the best they can with them during the time of the fund that they have these funds, and then 2 years from now, adjust accordingly. And hopefully they'll either identify some other funding streams, other grant opportunities will come up, or just through people retiring.
Prussing says he expects the application process for the final third of the federal funds to open within a matter of weeks.